This is my walking stick, and I use it for witnessing. Obey Jesus. Good news. Find hope. Repent. So it's got the aspects of the gospel on it. I'm a traveling preacher. Good. Can I give you one of my gospel cards?
You can if you'd like
to. I'd like you to take it.
The God watches all his servants closely.
He wants what?
Watches all his servants closely and appreciates everything we do.
Amen.
And guides us.
Amen. Amen. I see your van there. I almost bought an extended van. I have a extended camper van. I almost bought a Dodge extended camper van like that, but I ended
I
ended up with our Ford, yeah. But I like those extended vans. Is that is this a Baptist church? MB church? What is that?
Yeah, Missionary Baptist.
Missionary Baptist, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I encourage people to, what's your position there?
I'm a servant of God.
Oh, you're not the pastor or nothing. No, I encourage people to test themselves at the biblical gospel. As I travel America, most of America is caught up in a false concept of who God is, a false gospel, a different Jesus that Paul warned about. And so I always encourage people that if we're going to follow after Christ, and if we're ever going to get to the grace of God, we have to come through Christ, his shed blood, his resurrection. He's our foundation. And then after that, once we place our faith in him, we must repent. We change our minds. I used to be a worldly man. It's New Year's Eve soon. I used to be out partying and doing debauchery and fornicating and drinking during New Year's Eve. I was not born a Christian. I was not born this way. We have to repent. When we repent, I always tell people say, what are we repenting of? Well, we have to come out of the world. Politics, television, music, entertainment, these are all Satan systems. These are not of God. And then we must also come out of the American churchianity system that it goes against God's word. Things like Christmas just rolled by. This is a man-made invention, not what God ordained.
Right, but wouldn't you say,
Easter,
when you listed them all off, wouldn't you say that God wants us to use practical judgment? In other words, he doesn't mind us watching Miracle on 34th Street, a Christmas movie.
Actually, that's not true.
Mind us, no, but let me say something.
Yeah.
He doesn't mind us watching the Waltons, but he doesn't want us watching things that have anything that's satanistic in it. He doesn't want swearing. He doesn't want God's name in vain. He doesn't want things that are what you would just assume God does not want when you're watching something. And like you're saying, with the news, if it was just, here's a fact on what happened today, here's a fact on what happened today, I don't think you would mind. But politics, Satan is using the news.
Can we go back to the movies there? I would say, I would challenge that and say that's wrong, because anyone in a movie is an actor. Go look up what the word actor means in the Greek. It means a hypocrite and a liar. So people are acting out positions and things that are not even true. And God says, run away from everything that's false. So even if a movie is pure and wholesome, it's false actors. And most often it's not done biblically. The Miracle on 31st Street, I've never watched it, but it's not, I know I've seen clips of it. It's not a biblical movie. So the fact is, Jesus said you must come out of the world.
Lot of movies.
Yeah. But actors are liars. They're liars and hypocrites. Look it up. How can you please God in lies and hypocrisy?
I think what I'm trying to say is that, I mean, if that was the case, that would declare a cartoon for children that was good and wholesome, like Teletubbies.
Oh, Teletubbies are not godly. Oh, no, they do violent things.
Well,
they do violent things and they do anti-Christ things.
Instead of trying to give you examples, let me just say this.
Entertainment's not of God, it's of Satan.
Is it not possible? Well, there's a difference between good and evil.
Yes. And what's good is what God ordained, and God said, come out of the world. Those are all the world's offerings.
You're right.
Those are the world's offerings. So we need to follow after him.
On Christ.
His word.
And not on the natural.
Yeah. See, here's the thing.
But since we live in the natural,
we're not in it, not of it.
He wants us to think of what he would want us to do and live that way.
Yeah, we're in it, not of it. See, here's the problem. People, men, women, children that are watching movies, TVs, cartoons, most of them I've been traveling for years and doing this. I'm a street preacher. Most of them don't have, they can't afford the time because they don't even know God's word well enough. And they're watching hunting shows. They're watching movies. They're watching cartoons. When Jesus said, we live by every word out of the mouth of God, we're to be studying God's word, keeping God's word, living God's word. And most of Americans do that about that much a percent of the time. And most Americans are doing entertainment about this much of the time.
And
this is
right.
Very sinful.
And you're right.
It's wicked.
Instead of beating up on them for even watching, doing good and wholesome things, wouldn't it be an easier way to draw them back closer to God, and those that are not of God, to draw them closer and to God by bringing them along instead of a harsh hammer?
Well, the harsh hammer is the word of God. In Hebrews 4 says the word of God slices. Jesus used the word of God to slice people. Paul used the word of God to slice people. So what I would tell...
Right.
So
what, Matthew's very
yes,
direct.
Yes, so what I would do is I wouldn't smash people. What I would tell people is if you're claiming Jesus, maybe this is aimed to you, I don't know. If you're claiming Jesus and you live like the world, you entertain like the world, you dress like the world, you talk like the world, you act like the world, you spend your money like the world, you associate with those same people like the world. The Bible says to be a friend of the world, James 4:4, makes you God's enemy. So what I wouldn't slam people, what I would say is, you need to, this is what the Bible says, you need to repent and you need to change your mind about how you spend your time. We're to redeem the time, Ephesians 5. And I would tell people to turn from your ways, turn back to God, see that man-made religion is built on man-made traditions. Christmas, Easter, Sunday is the Lord's Day. That's not what the Bible teaches. These are all the Baptist faith, and I love you, so I want to tell you the truth. The Baptist faith came along around 1620s. Jesus established his body in the first century. So the Baptists, the Roman Catholics, the Lutherans, the Methodists, they all come along hundreds of years long after Christ established his body. So my call is to go and do what the Bible says. Call people to repentance. Turn from your ways. Come out of the culture. Get rid of your television. Get in the Word of God. Stop following man-made traditions. Follow the ordinances and of what God has called us to. That's what the prophets did in the Old Testament, and they were killed for it. I'm not a prophet. That's what all the disciples came to do. They were killed for it. Jesus spoke up and upset the apple cart in Israel. He was killed for it. If you live in this world and you're of it, you're like it, and the world doesn't hate you and they are basically against you, you're not of the real Christ. Most people are of a man-made religious system. And let me give you an example, and you might not like this. Billy Graham. Billy Graham, people say, was the greatest man of God. I have a testing on my website. I have an unbiblical teacher's testing. Billy Graham was the biggest false teacher that ever lived. He was used of Satan with a lot of truth. And then he gave people, last year I stood out at a Franklin Graham conference in Plant City in January. He was here. You probably know about that. He was here. I stood out and I preached against his once saved, always saved gospel that's false and heretical.
It's not necessary to pick apart this pastor and that.
Oh, we have to expose them. They're deceiving people.
You can do what you want, but that's not a conversation that I want to get involved in.
But how do we expose? If you knew a restaurant was serving poison, would you tell your family and friends not to go there so they wouldn't get sick?
There's a lot of preachers that what you see on their sermons, some of it is very questionable. Some you'll see on TV, on news stations.
If they're on TV and radio, they're not biblical.
But
they're popular. And they're false teachers. Name one on TV that is biblical. I'd love to hear it.
But God is the one that deals with them.
We're to call them out. We're to judge them and test them. 1 Corinthians 5 says, judge the body.
But he also says, be careful, because there is, you will upset God greatly if you think that you see a preacher doing wrong or a servant of any type, and it turns out you were wrong.
Well, we have to judge rightly according to the Word of God. So we test against the Word of God, and Billy Graham.
Right with each individual.
Oh yeah,
case.
Billy Graham was holding hands with the Pope.
Because
would you say that's biblical and right?
Because if you take down verbally a servant of God, and you're wrong,
That's slander.
God would
yep,
be
that's
real
slander.
Unhappy.
But what I say about Billy Graham, you know, Billy Graham shook the hands of the Roman Catholic pagan pope. No true man of God would do that. Did you know that Billy Graham in Hollywood has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? On my website is a picture of him kneeling in front of it. You think any true man of God would have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
My point is, though, the message is good news.
No, not his message. It was a lie. Raise your hand, accept Jesus, and you go to heaven.
You know what I'm talking about.
That's a lie.
The message from God.
Oh, the message from God is good news.
Is good news.
If it's preached correctly, according to the biblical gospel.
And what you just said is what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Make sure you preach it correctly.
Absolutely. It's right on my card.
Because you're real aggressive. And aggressive can scare people away or cause them to black out what you're saying when God wants... is saying to an individual, if they're too harsh or going too far too quick, say, no, don't scare them away. You can bring them closer to me. Don't scare them away.
If the truth in the Word of God scares them away, that's a good thing.
I didn't say.
I'm just telling you what the truth of God's Word says.
That you know that I'm not saying don't stick strictly to the Word of God.
But man-made religion doesn't. You guys compromise. Yeah. Christmas and Easter are compromises.
Okay. I'm a servant of God, and I'm...
No, but I mean, you're with Wetula First Baptist Church. Do they not keep pagan holidays of Christmas and Easter?
Okay, we don't agree on the problem with Christmas. We don't agree on a lot of things.
They're not ordained by God.
But I'm not talking about those things.
Oh, well, I thought
I
was.
I'm talking about you're going to bring more people closer to God if you... talk to them in a way. I'm not talking about don't say what's factual with God.
Oh, you and I are standing here talking.
I'm saying if you don't talk to them in a way...
Have I yelled at you?
...that makes them feel... I'm not concerned about what you do. It has nothing to do with...
Well, you're telling me that if I tell the truth too harshly, it'll scare people away. Did Jesus scare most everybody away with his truth?
That's different. He's Jesus Christ.
Did Paul scare most everybody away with the truth? Only the true believers in the body of Christ. The problem with man-made religion is... Here's the problem with man-made religion.
You're a debater. I'm not going
to
debate.
Well, we're supposed to dispute the Word of God over error.
I don't need to debate with you.
You guys water it down so soft that you make people feel comfortable, and that's the state of man-made religion today. And the true sheep of God hear the Word, and they come to it. I just spent an hour and a half talking to a man right over there. He loved every minute, and he was giving me truth. I was giving him truth. We were going back and forth because he wants to be a sheep of God. The people that hear, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, they follow me. When someone preaches Jesus and his Word, sheep will hear it and want to follow it. Man-made religion is not made for God's sheep. It's made for people who want to sit in a pew. You must repent and come out of that. That's loving to tell you that. That will deceive you. That will not help you to truth. Man-made religion, the Baptist faith, will deceive you. I have a testing on my website about the Baptist faith.
Okay,
it will deceive you.
As a servant of God, I don't need you to help me get closer to God.
If you're in sin and error, I do. I need to. It's loving. James says if you see a brother in sin, call him out and save his soul from death. You're in sin.
All I'm trying to say to you is that, of course, you stick to the Word of God, to what it says in the Bible.
Amen.
Period.
Amen.
But if you scare people away from hearing your message or you cause them to block it out, you're spinning your wheel when God wants you to accomplish that.
But the truth of God should never scare away a true sheep. It'll only scare away false converts.
And that's always your comeback. I'm not talking, you know, how many times do I have to say to you that I've never referred to not sticking to the Bible.
But the Baptist faith doesn't stick to the Bible.
Your opinions
are... It's a man-made... I tell you what.
Your opinions are going to...
It's not an opinion.
From getting to some...
What I want to do is I want to shake your faith a little bit to the core, to where you go, what is this guy saying? What is this testing? You don't test? You don't test your faith to the Word of God?
You're wasting your time.
You don't test your faith to the Word of God? What if that is false and you're following it?
You're wasting your time.
Go look at my testing on the Baptist faith.
I'm going to give you your card back.
You don't even want to test yourself. See, you're not the sheep that hears God's Word then. You just hear man-made religion.
God tests his children every day.
We're supposed to test everything, 1 Thessalonians 5. And if you're not testing, this is how you end up man-made religion. You must worship God in spirit and truth.
You're going to make it harder to serve God.
Really? In the truth?
Because people...
So you're serving in an error and you're saying that's the way to go.
I wish you the best. God bless. Anybody that serves God it's a huge plus.
But not if they're not in truth, sir.
At the same time,
you must be in truth.
When you get a little bit lost and you won't even listen when someone's trying to help you.
What am I lost about? I've been preaching the word of God.
You're
defending man-made religion and you're saying the truth of God scares people away. That's a lie. The truth of God draws the true people of God to the word.
You have a real good day.
And you came up to me, by the way. Did you know that? You walked up to me.
It's great.
I didn't walk up to you.
It's great that you serve God, and I'm sure he'll guide you like he does me and everybody else that serves him.
But you're not being guided by the word of God. You're being guided by man-made religion, and I love you enough to call you out of it. Unless you repent, you're going to perish in the Baptist faith. I want you to repent. I have a testing.
I wish you the best.
Many
really
testings. Okay.
If this
I'm just standing there. You can walk away.
I was trying to tell you.
Yeah.
I hope someday
yeah.
it does.
I'm calling you to repentance.
When you make people to a point where they don't want,
yes.
they want to block everything.
The people that want to cling to man-made religion, I want them to walk away from me and not be united. Because you're deceiving yourself, sir. You'll be lost in man-made religion.
You're so wrong on everything
no.
you're saying.
No.
You
must, Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth.
What you're saying about me, you got no idea how wrong you are.
You're united to a bunch of man-made traditions and lies, sir.
God bless.
How can you say you're in the truth? Repent. I love you. Repent or you're going to perish. You'll perish in your man-made religion. You must repent and come out of it. Lest you repent, you'll perish. I'm not out of control at all. No. Repent of the Baptist faith that cannot save you. God be praised.